It's now been more than a decade since the deadly fungal disease known as white nose syndrome was first identified in North America. Since then, white nose has killed off millions of bats across New England and other parts of the U.S. and Canada. The disease has been devastating to the bats, but as reporter Patrick Scahill tells us, scientists are not giving up hope.
I'm about 35 feet underground, inside an old copper mine turned late 18th century prison. Morgan Bangle is site manager for Old Newgate Prison and Copper Mine, and she says contemporary descriptions of this underworld prison were bleak.
Some of the words are hell, a dungeon, woeful mansion.
You'd think this would be the perfect place to find bats. It's a dark, damp cave, but during a bat survey here last winter, scientists only found 10. That's because of white nose syndrome, a disease caused by a fungus which flourishes in caves just like this one. The fungus gets on the muzzle and wings of bats, waking them up from hibernation and depleting the fat they need to survive the winter. For many bats, it's turned their hibernation caves into tombs. Kate Moran is a wildlife biologist with the State Department of Energy and Environmental Protection.
We have a site in western Connecticut. It was 3,300 bats that we documented during a winter hibernaculum survey in 2007. We returned there in 2009, and there were more like 300 bats. We returned there in 2010, and we counted fewer than a dozen bats. So it was carnage, really.
White nose was first documented in New York in the winter of 2006 to 2007. Since then, it's spread to at least 33 states and 7 Canadian provinces, including all of New England. In Connecticut caves, deep biologist Brian Hess says it's virtually everywhere.
To our knowledge, all of the caves in Connecticut have the fungal pathogen living in them.
Across Connecticut, the numbers of cave-dwelling bats like the northern long-eared bat, little brown bat, and tricolored bat all dropped dramatically between 2007 and 2010. And Moran says they still haven't recovered.
In New England, bats were very common. So the northern long-eared bat was probably the most common bat we had throughout New England. Now it is the least common bat we have in New England.
And it's listed as threatened under the Federal Endangered Species Act. Bats are beneficial to people. They eat moths and beetles that can pose dangers to crops, and they also consume mosquitoes, which can spread dangerous diseases like West Nile virus and Triple E. Bats also live a long time. Moran says up to 30 years, and bats usually only produce one pup per year, which means any recovery will take a long time. But it's not all bad news. Hess says that while white nose syndrome is present in all of Connecticut's caves, there are spots within those areas where the fungus doesn't do as well.
There are little microclimates within caves that can help bats to survive that fungal load because the fungus doesn't grow quite as well if it's warmer or cooler or more or less humid than the fungus really, really likes.
What the fungus also doesn't like is going outside. It doesn't survive in UV light or in springtime temperatures, so if a bat can make it through the winter, it can still have a shot at recovery. That means hope for both the bats and the biologists working to conserve them.
They're still here. They haven't blinked out. When you have these sort of introductions of diseases or pests, things are dire, but the fact that we still have bats is an encouragement and a reason to keep trying to do stuff and trying to fight to make sure that they still hang around.
And he says next year the plan is to come back to Newgate to count bats and try to learn a little bit more about the handful of winter survivors who will awaken from an ecological nightmare. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Patrick Scahill in Hartford.